News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thousands of students will sit their Leaving Cert tomorrow morning, starting, as always, with English Paper 1. We're going to be speaking to psychotherapist Stella O'Malley a little bit later on in the show. So if you have a lot of stress in your home, be it your teen or yourself, we're going to have good advice for you. But first of all, we're just going to talk about the leaving in general. I have a Leaving Cert this year, Jonathan, and I have to say I crossed the landing at about 4 o'clock this morning, not very long before I was due to get up to go to the loo. And I heard him talking in his sleep. I've never heard him talking in his sleep before. So there's obviously a level of stress there that I would prefer wasn't there. But I guess that's par for the course to some extent.
But is it not the, like, when I know that we go on a lot about, we did it, so therefore they have to do it. Is it not a rite of passage? Is it not something that they have to do? And at the first indication that life, you know, does actually depend on you having to do a bit of work.
It is all of those. You clearly haven't had a Leaving Cert yet.
No, not yet. That's next year for me.
That's why you're so calm about it. Yeah, it clearly is all of that. And you know what? I don't necessarily, I'm actually not as pro throwing it in the bin and giving them all continuous assessments. I think in the era of AI that we're probably moving in the wrong direction in terms of all of that. I don't think you can protect them from the stress. I don't think that there is necessarily a magic bullet here or anything like that. But I do think it's probably one of the biggest challenges that they're going to hit. And it's a challenge for parents too. And I have to try and pull back. That's what I'm trying to do. Pull back from sort of going, why aren't you studying? You know, this kind of thing all the time when they can't study every minute for a start. Mm. And at this point, me berating them about it probably does nothing but add to stress, probably doesn't actually help anything.
But I wonder, are parents putting on the stress on the children because of their own experience with the Leaving Cert as well, and going back to the time where maybe they might have considered themselves not having studied enough and know of the consequences of not doing the Leaving Cert? Is that the problem here? Are we living vicariously through our children?
I know, but it isn't just about living vicariously. You want the best for them. I know what he wants to do after the Leaving Cert. So and I know what points he needs to get, or certainly did need to get last year to get through, and all those things. You're invested in these people. There's no way of holding that off. But I suppose the best thing is how do we manage it? And I'm trying not to, how my parents managed it, by the way, was they went on holidays to Greece 2 days before it started and came back when it was over.
Okay. I mean, that's merit in that.
Well, do you know what, though? That nowadays you'd be reported to Tusla, but you would. But back then, it did actually probably reduce my stress levels. Do you know what I mean? Because there was nobody nitpicking at me about anything. I was at home with my sister.
The only thing about it is, if you haven't learned it by now, you're not going to learn it between now and tomorrow or the day after.
There's an awful lot you can do as a cram. There is an awful lot. But look, I suppose, you know, we're wondering this morning about the stress in your homes and the ways to combat it. Yeah. Because I do think that's some of the worst bits of it for people, the stress.
Absolutely. And there are, 60-odd thousand houses where this is a very acute today, not to mention the Junior Cert, which is also starting tomorrow.
I've got one of them as well. I don't even count it.
Yeah, let us know how you're managing it in your household. Do we put too much emphasis on just the one exam on the Leaving Cert that'll dictate potentially the course of the next few years of that young person's life? Let us know what you think. WhatsApp is for free, 087 1400 106. You can text us as well, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. On News Talk.